We are on Daf Samach Dalet Amad Alef. We are in the middle of Tosfos. Let us just start from the line right before it becomes wide in Tosfos, which Tosfos speaks about Bizmaneinu. Umashanu loikhin minoiv de kechovim beyim. We purchased beyim from Goyim. Apal pi she'einam oimrim shaloif pleini utahirim heim. But we purchased beyim from Goyim. We don't have this biro of oif pleini utahirim heim. Onu saimchim aloif beyim shemitsuyim veineinu de shaloif es tahirim heim. It's oif es tahirim. Uma sha'onu loikhin minoivdei kechovim uvliyash vikantiyash sheniloisha bebeim. Now Tosfos has another shayla. We buy cakes and wafers and cookies from a goyish baker. Af al gav doslinen hochalikach mehem beim trufeis bekairo. Here already in these cakes, there's eggs there. It's in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down kichlach and lekach. We buy from Goyim. So now we have here a new problem. The Gemara said, Beyim trufos, you're not allowed to buy from a Goy. Loidomye. So Tosfos explains the Isser as follows. The Hochi Ikere Yisir. Our Gemara is speaking about, I come to a Goy who sells eggs, and all of a sudden, he sells me a dozen eggs. He sells me a dozen eggs, and and all of a sudden, here he's coming to sell me. Here he's coming to sell me scrambled eggs. So that's a reyus. This person sells eggs, and all of a sudden, he sells me scrambled eggs. Since when does a guy who sells eggs sell scrambled eggs? So Agamol Zareya, Shema Mino, the Muchach Hamilsa, Disro Mocham Loivzi, show you Taifa. So why all of a sudden he says selling scrambled eggs? Because a Yid sold him a scrambled egg, because the Yid had Taifa an egg, so he sold it to him, and the Mila of scrambling this egg is that when he sells it to the guy can't resell it. Because Ayid won't buy scrambled eggs. That's a reyus. So if you're in the egg business, since when they're selling scrambled eggs. So that is if there's a reyus. Avol isa shenilusha bebeim. But if I buy cake now, I buy cookies from a goyish baker. So, and there's eggs in the dough. Like hashina. So here there's no reyus. Why? That means the whole reyus is, if I come to an egg merchant who usually sells me eggs, and today he sells me scrambled eggs, so manishtana, since when all of a sudden are you in the scrambled egg business, and you're selling me scrambled eggs, so it's a reyus that there's a reyus in these eggs. These are not the normal eggs that an egg merchant used to sell. They sell normal eggs. Today he's selling me, he has a sale. For the 10% off, he's selling me scrambled eggs. So what shot in this? That's not his business. So al kokoch we say that the reason is because Ayid sold it to him, that they were treife, and the Yid, the Rav told to make sure don't sell the eggs like this, because he's going to sell it to another Yid. So Memela, the Yid scrambled it, so now the guy wants to get rid of it, so he's selling these scrambled eggs. So that is a reyus in that what he's selling scrambled eggs all of a sudden. Masha Enke, yeah, he says another test because it fell down again. Well, upon him, that's what the guy says. But listen, you don't believe him. So Mamela, yeah. So that is why that's why we don't buy from a guy scrambled eggs, but because it's a reyus all of a sudden. But if he's a baker and he puts eggs in the dough, so there's no reyus over here. The pashtesach, a baker puts eggs in the dough, so there's no reyus whatsoever. So why should I think that it's treifa? Avlisa shenilosha bebeim lecheshinen. Muslin, I may be Taki Treife, Muslin and Bosa Reveim, Shainam Shal Treife. I go Bosa Reveim, I'm not Treife. If he tells me he scrambled eggs, I have a raise. But some say he put eggs in the dough, so I go Bosa Reveim. It's also no problem that we learned yesterday. It's not with Bismanenu, Reveim that are in our vicinity are toil. So it's not from a knife tome. Roy Bayim Shemitsubi the name is Roy Vistar, ever Roy. It's not Reife, because Roy Bayim are not Reife. But Roy Chayshin and Shema Hoya Bem Dam, the guy is not Voidic his egg, so maybe there was Dam. The Roy Bayim ain't Bem Dam, Roy Bayim don't have Dam. We have a Roy, so Mamela, we're Samech and everything. Now Taisha says, you'll tell me that Roy Bayim ain't Bem Dam. So Taisi says, "Umaisim bechol yoyim, she'onu oichlem beim mugul goleis, afu pishen yecheilis libodim." Exactly what beim mugul goleis, others say it's boiled eggs, and I don't know why it can't be boiled yet, and others say it's roasted eggs. Al kaponim, it is an egg that you can't be boiled, and we eat such egg as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this din, that you don't have to be boiled, if you're eating that egg, the way you're preparing the egg, you won't be able to be boidik it right there. You don't have to be boidik it. If you're putting it in a tapshel or chatchila, you should be boidik the egg. But if you're eating an egg like this, and the way you're preparing it, you won't be able to be boidik the egg later. That means, so you're not mechuyif to be boidik it, you say mechan roi. It brings down in Yeredeya, that a full darizal, he wasn't boidik in the egg, so he ate it like this. But if you want to eat the egg like this without putting it into a different tapshul, you put it into a different tapshul, we're boidik the eggs, look at chile. But me'ikar adin, you don't have to be boidik, we say mechan roi. So al koponim, so Taisvis took care of everything. We go to Hagayish Ebeke, and as long as the ingredients are checked, so the eggs, we don't have to be boidik the eggs, they're not tome, they're not treife, we don't have to be worried about them. We have a heter of roi, and we're saying Mechan Roy, but no shy. Maybe that's where you're allowed to buy cake from a Goyi Shebeke. Umiyu, that's Tuna. Rabbeinu Tam, hoya oisa likach, mina oivde kechovim, uvli yash, vitamti yash. Which are types of wafers and cakes. Why did the Rabbeinu Tam ask, mishum bishulei oivet kechov? This is bishulako. That's the Bishalakum, because, and we'll see soon, there's Pasakum and Bishalakum. The eggs are not Pas. So on the eggs, the ingredient of eggs which are in a cake, since that is not Pas, is an Issa of Bishalakum. We'll see Taisus is Chaylik, but we'll see soon the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum Bishule Ibri Techov. Fine. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, Avagav the Omar B'Yerushalmi, the pas nimnu olav vitiru. The Rishalmi says that pas palta lemaisa they were mata. Rishasatakta mata pas palta from a bakery. So you're allowed to eat pas from a goy. So l'chayre shani hoche shani loishu bebeim. But the pas shavoi is without the beim. Pas doesn't eat beim. So as pas, it's muta. But you have here another ingredient. The ingredient of egg does not fall into the heter of pasakum. This falls into the iser of bishulakum. The egg is bishulakum. Chotshvel, it's one entity with the pas. We'll see later. Taisus is chaylik and Rabbeinu Tam. Of this is shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The nesru mitam shleikis. From a mele, you're not allowed to buy cake that is made with egg, because we'll see by just since by eggs there's a din of bishulakum. So the egg ingredient in the cake is not so special. Shaloi v'nasumitam shleikis, shaloi hoya v'chlala heta. That means that this is a bezundere issa. This is a bezundere issa. Let's not mix up all these things. This is issa bishalakum. This is issa pasakum. The heta was on pasakum. Bishalakum, there never was a heta. Even if it's coming from a bakery. I mean, the whole heta is only on pasakum. The shtei gzeiris, the two distinct gzeiris. The gzeiris, the pas, the gzeiris, the pas, me yutres tovo. That the Gzeira part originates from the Yud Ches Dover, the Gozel Tamidei Shami Vehilo. Avo Gzeira de Shleika is, but Gzeira de Shleika is called Mahalbe. This Gzeira was much before, Bishalak was much before Pasak. Taida. So Taisa says, I'll prove it to you that this Gzeira was much before. Midigoy le meima besoy perik eima midim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah clears a shaila, what's the makor of Bishalakim? So the Gemara wanted to say, to have a midiraisa, it's also minatoich. Why? Midirchiv oichel bakesef tashbireini, vachalti umayim bakesef tikenli. So the Pasuk says you should purchase oichel, and they'll purchase oichel and mayim. So the Gemara, Bishasisi. So the Gemara makes the hekesh. Ma mayim shaloi nishtanu, just like the mayim that is purchased from a goy, is not nishtanu, that means you can never change the water is always water, it's cooked, it's not cooked, it's the same water. Af oichel shaloi nishtanu. So oichel also, you're only allowed to purchase an oichel that's dumya de mayim. You can only buy an oichel that's dumya de mayim, but an oichel that wasn't changed through bishul. That was the havamin of the Gemara, that we make remakish oichel tamayim, that after an oichel that wasn't nishtan edum yedamayim. Ulef, so my mele, so the moment to say it to the reis. So, ulef is soif masi, the cross mach the baalmu. The moment says, no, it's not, it's an exeir of the rabbonim. The posik is an asmach. The I mi yudches dvorim hoiso, oiho yetoye bo hashas, if the Gzeira of Bishul Akub was the same Gzeira that the Talmide Shammai in Hillel made on Pasakub, so the Shas wouldn't say it's a Posek, the Gzeira of Yitzchak Tovah, everyone knew. Ki Yidui Shoyu Lekoylo, Yekadom Bepei Keim Amidim, Shaposhet Yisurim B'chol Yisrael. The Yisur of the Yitzchak Tovah was Nispashet B'chol Yisrael. So everyone knew about the Gzeira of Pasakum. And here the Gemara is mefalpul about Bishalakum, Shleikishalakum. So you see clearly that this is another Israel. So Mamela, if he have a Yerushalmi that he tiru Pasakum, that's in Pas. But if I have in a Pas an ingredient that is Osar al Bishalakum, so this one become a. So this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam asked to purchase from a goyish baker cake al special akum. Umi unir nach Taisus is choylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Av al Gav, even though the Rabbeinu Tam is 100% right, Damrinen haloche command, Damrinen haloche command also bayim mishum bishule, ayv dekechom bepeh keim amidin desanyi kabosei. That means there's a shail on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah if there's Issa Bishal Akumanek. The Gemara feels like there isn't Issa Bishal Akumanek. She's not allowed to buy from a goy scrambled egg, even if the goy made it, or if the goy made it in your house. There is an Issa of Bishal Akum. Mikol, that is 100% right. Mikol Mokim ain is Issa Shani Loisha Bebeim, if you have a dough, that one of the ingredients are bayim, unless you can ask this als bishul akum, mishum the kimchika, because it's not called, what is this? It's eggs in bread. No. It's a one unit cake. It's one unit, and the iker is the chelek hakemach shaboy. So this is called pat. It's pat that has an ingredient. It's not called a different entity, even though there's another ingredient added, but when you make the dough, it becomes one entity, and the ego of the entity is the same Pash Shaboy. So, this goes in Chazal Lamata, Pasakum, Safinik. You don't look at the ingredient like it's a different entity. You look what the ego of this Taruvus is, and that's what this entity is. So the ik of this taruvus is pas. So my list is in the pasakum with the heta, the pas palter is mutter. משום דקים חייקה, כי אם זה מבורכן עלי המויצי לחם מן הארץ, ימי כמויצי אני, היא לא מכתו ברוכס, היא לא מקשה כל הנדאג, ימי כמויצי אני, so this is the past. ואנו שם חמלת את ירושלמי זה פס. אגב, the going speaks out, and we're talking about cake over here, so cake also has a din of pas. So the going says, two reasons, number one, it's baked, and number two, if you kevei a sude, so you make a moitzi on it. So in yisod, pas abo bekisnin, cake, in yisod is pas, in chavs it's pas. I mean, I'd just like to mention to deviate a little bit. I mean, it's very interesting. If you eat your kevei yisude, you bench. If you're not kevei yisude, you make an alamitya. So, but let's be down on the chefte. What is the chefte? We're talking about the person, we're bringing down on the gavre. If the gavre eats so much, it's cake. If it's more, it's pas. I mean, what is the chefte? Is the chefte pas or cake? I mean, how does the ribuy achil of the gavre change the chefte? The din is what the chefte is. So, be'emesin is azoy. Be'emesin, it's pas. There's no shayla, it's pas. This is pas. No, this is a pas that is eaten l'shem tainug, not l'shem svia. And since it is eaten l'shem tainug, not l'shem svia, so Chazal said that it shouldn't have the same choshev and brocha like pas. A pas that is eaten l'shem svia, you make a moitzi, you bench. A pas that is eaten, not l'shem sviya, so chazal were megarei of the shiva of this pas, because, so memele, so you make an alamichya and a beira mina mizayin. Now, kan shayil aben, how could chazal, mamshach, it's pas, good, he's eating it for such a purpose, how can chazal be mishana, no, the brocha rishayna memele, but how could they be mishana the brocha achroina? We're talking about if it's pas, you have to bench. So there's two mahalchim to understand this halacha. One mahalach is, because we're speaking about he wasn't kevei yisudan. He wasn't kevei yisude, so he's not chayev to bench min ha-teiras haibasai. Because you need tzviya, v'chalta v'savota v'rachim. So the brocha achroine is ad rabon on saibasai. I feel he'll take a poshet, a piece of bread, and he eats one slice, the benching is ad rabon, not ad rais. Because you need three in order to bench minatay. So the whole benching is at the Rabbonah. So by a birchas amozain, the Rabbonah, Chazal said, when do you make a birchas amozain if tachila was l'shem sviya? Tachila was l'shem tiny. So then you don't make a birchas amozain. That's one mahalach to understand it. The second mahalach to understand this halacha is that other poskim hold that a brocha me'in sholosh is patas minatay repas. With the Rabbonah, you have to make three separate brachas. But in a theory, you have to benching with main shalosh. So again, so the whole benching is at the Rabbonah. The Rabbonah says, what matters why he ate it. If he ate it, l'shem tainuk, so it doesn't have, it's not called an achila chashuve, so therefore you make an alamich and you don't bench. But al kaponim over in yisod, the chavtze is pas. So memela, that's what I says, you make a moitzi. So the ikir is the pas. I'm not eating an egg sandwich. I'm eating pas. That's one of the ingredients of the dough or eggs. So the ikir is pas. And it falls into the heter of so it's pas akum, not bishul akum. And bishul akum, the Yerushalmi says, we will mat the pas palta. Then Taisi brings a raya to this yisod. That if you have a taruvish, you go bosa the ikra. Amrinem beperik ein mamidim. Gabe, let's look in the base on the bottom. Gabe dogim tanim meluchim ein behem mishum bishule oivde kechobim. Now let's understand this. That the halacha is, gabe bishul akum, the halacha is as follows. If a goy cooks something that is edible without his bishul, so there's no isa bishulakum. No isa bishulakum. If the goy's bishul made it roi lachir. Right. That's the gemara. So what is if you have dogim ktanim meluchim. You have small fish that are salted. And this salting may, that it's very lachil, you can eat it like this, like herring, you can eat it without cooking. Fine. So now, after it was salted, it's irrelevant who salted it. Salting is not called bishul, agabi bishulakim. So Lamai said, now this fish is roi lachila. It's roi lachila without bishul. A goy will cook it, no problem whatsoever, because it's considered nechal kemoishe hichai. Fine. So the fish, in all the components of the fish, there's no isra bishulakim on this. It's nechal kemoishe hichai. Now, the avdinan oivet kechavim, Kase daharsina. Now, if the guy now made a tafshul out of this, the fat of the fish mixed with kemach, that's kase daharsina. Kase is kemach, flour, and harsina is the shumen of this fish. So he made a tafshul now. He made a tafshul of a tahuvis, of one thing that's nechel kemoishehu chai, that's the shuman of the dog, and one thing that's not nechel kemoishehu chai, that's the flour. The flour is not nechel kemoishehu chai. He made a tafshel kasa da'asana. So the Gemara says, yes, ben mishum bishul eivet kachom, so tosat bishul akum, because the flour content before was not edible without the bishul. The bishul made it choy lachila, so therefore it's bishul ak. Uporich pshita, like the Gemara, so that's poshet. I mean, a guy went and took cooked flour. Mishani ma'u detayma harsena ike. I would think that harsena ike, I would think that the ike is the shumen. So memel of the ike is the shumen. So it should be mutati, even though there's kamach there also. Kamashma lo kimche ike. Mashme, the havi harsana ike hayamutas. So it says they have enough in the Gemara. If you have a tafshul made out of two ingredients, and you want to declare a shayla, is there an issa bishalakim? Is there not an issa bishalakim? So memela, you look what the ike of the tafshul is. If the ike of the tafshul is, the, if the ike of the tafshul is something that is always a bishalakum, so it's mutter. It's not called two things. It's one unit, and whatever the ikar is, so the trailer becomes bottled to the ikar. Yeah. So memela sotaisis is chaylik and rabbeinu time. You can buy cakes from a day shabbatui, even though there's eggs in it, but it's not, it's called pat akum. It's not called bishalakum. Tosfos says so. It's going good. We're giving keterim. You can get the eggs and then it's gladik. You have a whole bunch of keterim. Aber mitam zein lahata iso shal pashtide shafo oivet kechonim. Now pashtide is like a type of a knish. It's a dough and there's a made out of either fish or the fats of fish. And you bake it, and it's, and you have the fat of the fish. You were talking about a fish that there is an isra bishalakum. So here it's a pas. It's a pas. Pashtide luchere is a teres pas. But there's fat be'en. Shahasham nunis hu be'en alahisa. So one teres taisu says, that means like this, that the whole heter that Taisus had said, you can buy a kichlech, because when you look at the kichel, you just see it's just a cookie, it's a cake, you don't see the egg there. The egg is, became nisarib, and when you made it for a dough. So that's called, so then we say, what is it? This is a kichel, it's not egg and dough. Masha enke, this pashtide, let us just say a bad muscle, but let's say you buy a cookie with jam on top of it, and let's say for 1 minute I have a jam that's bishalakum. That means it's not roilechel kamayishu chai. They have a cookie with jam on top of it, so then the cookie will be yosa, because even though on the cookie we'll have a heter of Hamantash and all these things, even though on the cookie will have a heter of pass hakum and smutter, but you have here the end. Here you can't say it's one Indian. It's a cookie with jam. And since the jam is nika, on the cookie, the jam is Isra Bishalakum. So this pashtida, when you took the pashtida, wasn't shot, that it was an ingredient in the pashtida. You saw the shuman, that the shuman was the end on top of the pashtida. So this is called a different entity. So then you won't have a heter of Bishalakum. Then you won't have a heter of Bishalakum because this is pas and shleikis. And mitad the shleikis as ben will become also. That's one mahalach. The gam, and then a second mahalach, mitchilot in esam vishim bishalei vitkechodim. Leidomi leisish and ilusha bebeim. Shabayim nizbatla mitchila v'lay nesa amoyla. Then Taisa says another Meirdik HaChidish. Taisa says like this, when you make a dough, and you mix up eggs in the batter, and in the dough, so memele, so when you're baking this, it's not considered like I'm cooking eggs, it's considered I'm baking pas, because in the dough, it became bottle already. I look at the dough, I say the dough is pas. It's not eggs and flour. It's pas. The mamela became bottle. This pashtida, that means they took, in the process of baking this pashtida, they took fish or fatza fish, and they took dough, and both of them together were baked together. So, bishas, chilas, asayosa, you had two entities. When you were baking it, you had two entities. That means you had the fat and the dough, and you baked it, and eventually the fat got dissolved in the dough. But when you were cooking it, you were cooking fats of fish. So memele, so this is, so here the shem bishalakum already. So now later it became nivla in the dough, so that's called the Zabliya Shalissa. Bishal akum asas bibliosai. That means if you made a dough lechatchile, and the dough, one of the ingredients of the dough is eggs. That's one of the ingredients. So it's called, this is dough. This is not eggs and flour. This is dough. It gets at a shem bifnei atzmai. This is dough. It's dough. There's an ingredient of egg. So bishas, when it is being cooked, it falls into the category of pas akum, not bishal akum. But this pashtida is made differently. The pashtida you have, it's not two ingredients that are mixed together to make a dough. You have a dough, and you have the shuman of the pashtida. You bake it. Eventually, the fat of the shuman dissolves into the dough. So Phil will say it's not bad. But the kol's man, before the gemar, of the process of this pashtida, there were two different entities. There was shuman, which was being cooked, and the shuman then got a locha of bishalakum. So afilu eventually it dissolved and it became this arev into the dough, so that there's a bliya of bishalakum. So therefore, this will be also. Omamal, we were saying the simonim of Bayim. So one of the simonim was Chelboin v'chelmoin morovim zebozeh. People in Boidik the egg, we see that they are not separate, the Chelboin and Chelmoin. The yolk and the white are not separate, the morovim zebozeh, but you do ishi beyes asheret. So this is a beya of asheret. So the Gemara asks Akashim, I mean, it's very important. We said a different simonim for an oif tome and an oif toya. Chelmoin mi bachut, the chelmoin mi bechnim tmeya. It's an oif tome. Chelmoin, it's an oif tome, period. Chelmoin ve chelmoin morom ze bozeh, so tos, be yadua shihi beya tasheret. This is a beya of a sheret, and Rashi says there are certain shchotim that are matlubayim, So Valto, why do you have to know if it's a bay from a sheretz, from a iftome? Say it's tome. What's the, this is a bay of sheretz. Why do you have to know this yediyah? Lamai ilchese to tell me it's a bay of sheretz. Omar Rav Ukve Balchomer Loimar Sheim Rikemo. If it started, the egg started forming already, v'nikvo, and there's a nekev in the shell, is metame b'chadosha. So it's metame b'chadosha. Again, let us just see for 1 minute the Gemara and the Afkuf Chavovah Medbeis, and just to understand this halacha again, let us see the Mishnah Kuf Chavovah Medbeis, the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah says as follows: Beis Asheret Amelukemes. If you had an egg from a sheretz, from a lizard, from a turtle, beis hasheretz amelukemes, that means it started forming already, shenoylet bo efroyach, tahoira, you touch it, so you have inside of it, it started forming already, and you touch the egg, it's your toil. Nikva kolshu, if there's a minute hole in the shell, Tomei, it's Tomei. Let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi Beis Hasheretz Yesheretz Shemapu Beyim Tzova Halto V'chayim Amaru Kemet Shenelit Bo Afroya Tahiro Tefishi Efshel Ligabo. You can't touch the Sheretz. Nik, so Bameila, I'm touching the egg. The egg is a barrier between the Sheretz, who is Metamei, and the Negeya. Nikva kol shehu tmeya, but if there's a minute hole in the shell, so then it's metamet. Va'afa pishle noga, even though he didn't touch the shell, it's el shashoyma maitzi tume. The shell, which is a shoyma, is maitzi tume, so a shoyma is maybe yes a tume. Now, let us just see the lotion of the Gemara to understand all these different halachas. Tana Rabboni. Hatemeyim. Le Rabbeis Beyas Hasheretz. So, Hatemeyim comes to the Darshan Beyas Hasheretz. Let's learn here. Yochel Afilu Leirikema. That Afilu, it didn't start developing in the egg. Amaloyma Hasheretz. Masheret Sherikem, just like a sheret is developed, Abeyas Asheret Sherikem. Fine. So the hay is Malbe the bay of the sheret, and we learn that when it says Asheret laid in the Pasuk, that the sheret that is in the bay started developing. Yachal Afilu Loi Nikvoi, that as food there wasn't a minute hole in the shell, you also are Tomei if you touch the egg. Tamaloyma Hanegeya Yitma. Says Hanegeya. So we darshan from this Pasuk, Eshe Efshe Liga Tomei. If it is possible to touch without breaking the shell, not through this minute hole, you could touch the sheret in the egg. Tomei. Eshi Efshe Liga, but if it's impossible to touch the inside sheretz toyer. V'kama nikivoso, and how big does the hole have to be in order to make it capable to touch the sheretz? Kechuta sairo. Shefshe Liga, kechuta sairo. So let us see what Rashi says. Hatmeyim eila, hatmeyim hei yiseira. Vidreshes lekama droshes lesser tziron beroitman. That's the din of Yoytzei. We'll say by Yoytzei in Kibzorim ulebeyas hasheret. So the hay comes to tell us hatmeim that the beya of hasheret is also. Tamaloyma hasheret hatmeim lochem bechol hasheret. So it has to be developed already. Kechut hasayro sar roishoy im uzakonay. That means a hair from his head or from his beard, im yachnisoi lesoichoi, if he'll stick in one hair into this egg, harei noga, so he touched the sheret, v'tomei, שהתאיר המחובר הרי הוא כבוסו בין תאיר תאיר נגעי בתום ובין תאיר תאיר שנוגע בוי התאיר תאיר. Yes. So we learn out from a posik that Seyur is metame. So he says the Seyur is considered like the gufa odom. So if one hair or a person touches a dova tome, he becomes tame. So memela we learn out that the bay is metame if it's possible to touch the sheretz in the bay. So memela, and how is it possible to touch the sheretz if there is a hole the size of a kechut ha-sairo, that a sairo could enter the hole, so memela, so then the afilu, you did not touch the sheret, the rikum in the beye, but you touched the beye, so the beye is a shema and it's my tzitum. That is this aloch. So now let's go back to our Gemara, Lef Samach Dalet. So the Gemara says, so why do I have to know if the chelmoin in chelmoin Amuravim, so this is a beya sheret. Shimri, Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chomer, Loimer Shimrit Mo VeNikva VeTamo BaChadosha. I think Rabbi Yankev Emden says if the rikum was the size of a dosha, started developing the size of a dosha, so Lemaise has a teira sheret already, and the beya is metame. So it's coming to tell you over here a halacha neisefes. That if it is such a beye that chelmoin and chelboin amulovim, so then this is a beye of a sheret, that if you touch the egg, you're mekabel tumah. I mean, still now we were speaking about it's osa bachila. A beye is a sheret, is mekabel tumah if you touch the egg. Maskif lo rabine vidume denochashi. That means there's a nochash also is matl beyim, and the beya of a nochash also the chelbein and chelmein ame uriv, the chelbein and chelmein ame uriv, and the nochash is not metamet, not from the shmeinat shchotzim. So by you telling me. You're telling me a simen on the bayim that if it has the simen, it's metame b'magid. It's not true. A bayim of a nochosh is not metame b'magid. Let's see what Rashi says. Rikma noita hasheretz b'seicho v'nikvo sheyuchaliga b'rikum. There's a nekev that now you can touch the rikum. Shal nochosh daima shasheretz v'tumein bo. So that's not good. So we're back with the kash. Elam Arovet. The purpose for us to know that this is a beya sheret, it's not sufficient to tell us that it is mekabel, that it is tom, it's also bachil, it's coming to us as a beya sheret. Shimritma, that if it developed, va'ochlo, and he ate it, loika leo mishum sheret asheret alhore. So you'll get Malkis al Sheret Asheret al Horet. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Asheret al Horet. Biloy Ashminon, she beyas Asheret, elot meyas lam. Hava mine mishum oif tome hudasir. That means there are beyim that are also, because they come from an oif tome, there are beyim that are also that it comes from a sheretz tomei. Now, if a person, when it became nisrakim, a person will eat it in that form. So if it was from an oif tomei, so the lab, it was used to what Rashi says. Boboi lasruye bei mishum sheretz oif, then there's a different hasro. It's called sheretz oif. Asru bei mishum sheretz oretz loiloki. So Memele, that is what the Tana is coming to tell us. The Tana is coming to tell us, he's telling us all the oifes that these, if it has these simonim of Tmeya, it's an oif tamei. So Memele, So if a person will eat the Bayamalukemis, he's like Al Sharatsai. So he's telling us, but if it's a Baya that the Chelmain and Chelbain Amu'ure, so then I got news for you. It is not a Baya from a Noitkomei, it's a Baya from a Sharatsai. And therefore, if you're going to be master someone, Al Sharatsai, he won't get Malkis. It means the other Bayim are also Al-Cheretzai. And this is also Al-Cheretzai. So that is what the Bryce is coming to tell us. The Bryce is coming to tell us you have to know all the other Bayim are from an Oif Tomei. So your Masra Al-Cheretzai. And here your Masra Al-Cheretzai. The Rishash is Ma'ira. The Rishash is Ma'ira. That l'chay rabai yomasra out sheret sa'if, l'chay sheret sa'if are insects that fly. L'chay here we're talking about a beya from an oif tomei. So it's, the Easter is not out sheret sa'if, nor out oif tomei. So others say, Roskerobin says in the notes, as in Shitas HaRambam, that we hear them making a Tosfos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, the top Tosfos. That Tosfos says that not all oifes you like al oif tomei. If it is an oif that is in a matzev that asher usham it cannot fly yet, it's not called an oif. It's called sheretz oif. So that's why Rashi says that you have to be, if a person eats the embryo of an egg, so of an oif tomei, is not chayav al toif tomei, is chayav al sheret oif, because it's sheret perhaps in the egg, but it's not moifet, it doesn't fly. So the Easter is al sheret oif. So mamele, so gewaldik. So the Bereis is coming to tell us, I told you different simoni tume by bay. So the first two simoni Tume by the first simon tume is by an oif tome, and the other simon tume is the mulev is a sheretz tome. It's a sheretz tome, sheretz oret, and therefore on this you have to be masre mishum sheretz oret. The first you have to be masre al sheretz oret. Rek the gemore ihochi my irya detmeya. If we're talking about that he ate the embryo of a sheret, of a bay sheret, so why, so my ye detmei, atula de teira nami, the sanye, kol a sheret, a sheret, ala oret, le rabbis, a proichim, shloi niftok, oi neyem, and there's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, atulu, the Ephroich hatched from the egg, calls man, it did not open up its eyes, it has a din of a sheret tzoyt, full of naif toya. The Chachamim hold that if it hatched out of the egg, it's not called a sheret tzoyt anymore. But calls man, it's in the egg, it has a din of a sheret tzoyt. So the Gemara says, so why do you have to speak about, if we're speaking about you eating the embryo, so why are you talking about oifos tmeim? Afil oifos tmeim is also called sheret. It's called a sheret of oret. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, midarabonon okroas machta bi'alma. Zot Rashi, midarabonon, hodarabalaz ben Yaakim, midarabonu dekaosa b'toyim. Avo tmeim sheret gomu koloike. Le divrei hakel. So by tmeim you like it, and by tahirim it's only a sheretz midrabon. V'chi loy rikamo yisure ike malkes leke delav sheretzu. Now this Rashi is a mouthful, and let us explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying as follows: if you have an egg that came out from an oif tomei, or if you have an egg that came out from a sheriff's stomach. So this egg is also minatoire, but there's no malchus. And this is the halacha of kol hayoytze minatome is also. We'll hear in places that there's this whole sugim b'chayres, mei haglayim shel chamoy, the dvash, the vash the mor means looking dvash, vayni the posit that it must be yoytze minatome. We learn out that everything that's yoytze minatome is also. So there's a big machlokes harishayim. Rashi and the Rambam hold, Yoytze is also min ha-Torah, but you don't get malchus. Malchus is only al-besoro. The eat the basar of a tome, you get malchus. And Rambam gives a marshal, just like Chatzishir is also min ha-Torah. We learn it from Kol Chaylov, but you don't get malchus. So who had the Yoytze, you also, you don't get malchus. So that's how Rashi explains our Gemara. That what our Gemara says, it is speaking about Shimrikim of Ochlo Loikeleo. So Rashi says, for malchus, you need Pesach HaSheret. And that's after Rikum. But before Rikum, I'm not saying if you eat an egg, that's yoytze min ha-tomei yelavto, it's also min ha-toireh, aber malchus leket alav sheret. So the malchus is only if you eat a sheret. Now, just to appreciate what we're saying, we'll just start the taisvis. Shimrikva nikva metami b'chadashe. Bapke nikva ikna b'perke v'roite v'ye sheret ha-murkem estoireh nikva koshut meh. Shimrikma v'ochlo loike leh mishum sheret. Ve'im taima la'achila ulemalkis lama li'rikma. Why do you need rikma? If it's speaking about that you're eating it, ha'kaimalon kol ha'yotze min ha'tomei, tomei k'desnan b'perekam ha'depreis. So Tosfos has a kashem, that, so shitas ha'Tosfos is, that kol ha'yotze min ha'tomei, tomei, Tosfos learns, that it has the same halacha like a tome, and you get malchus on yoytze. So Mamela Tosfos says, I'm ready to get kasha. So why did the Gemara have to say you get malchus when it's rikim or rikim of ochla loike? Alt yoytze, a little before rikim, she should also get malchus alt yoytze min atom. That's Tosfos kasha.